Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big game, yes?
This week?
Yeah.
It's a week 11 game. It's no bigger and no less than the last 10 games that we've had, and that's, I know the media perception and the fan perception and what this game means, but for us, it's just week 11 for us.
The last four games you guys have played, I think they've been all one score games. Why is it that you two, I mean, we know that two good teams play, but why do you two, these two teams play such close games?
I think, you know, it's, you look at their squad, their roster, the sustained success that they've had. Obviously, I think it starts top down with them, their head coach, their quarterback, their defensive coordinator, guys that are all really, really dang good at what they do. Anytime you're going against a quarterback like Pat, you got to make sure that on the offensive side of the ball, you're doing everything right. So, again, that's all we're trying to do is just have a good week of practice and then just go try to go out there and execute against a really good defense on Sunday.
It's just week 11. We were talking to Sean about that mindset too, and he was saying how it's important for the team to have some normalcy during a week like this. How do you see that? Like, why is it important to have kind of just a normal week?
I mean, just continuing to trust the process, not changing anything, because there's no need to. You know, what we're doing in-house here, the way that we're practicing, the way that we're talking to each other, we're just going to keep trusting that. You know, it's gotten us to 8-2 thus far. We're always looking to improve and get better, but, you know, we're not going to try to change everything we're doing for, you know, another game. Yeah, I mean, again, I'm just trying to execute the offense at the highest potential that I can and trusting what Joe's calling and going out there with the other 10 guys on the field and trusting them and just trying to put our best foot forward.
Getting back on the practice field, different side of the ball, but what does that mean to your team? Do you feel that boost in the locker room?
Absolutely. Can't commend him enough for how he's handled the situation, the type of leader that he's been inside our locker room. Obviously, he's been traveling on away trips and staying in the ears of guys. And, you know, to have that type of veteran leadership, again, for a guy that's been through quite a bit the last couple years injury-wise, and never has he put his head down or said, poor me. He's continued to work extremely hard. I'm very excited for his return because he deserves it.
What stands out about Steve Spagnuolo's defensive style? And if is this a harder week for you? Pass protection-wise, preparation?
Yeah, I mean, I think they do a great job of switching the looks that they're giving. Obviously, we know about Chris Jones. He's a game wrecker, one of the best, if not the best, interior D linemen in the game right now. You pair that up with some of their DBs and linebackers. They're flying all over the field. They got guys that are really gap sound in the run game as well. So, again, we're going to have our hands full. It's a very good unit that we're about to face, and we're just, again, just trying to have a good week of practice and go out there and execute on Sunday.
You're trying to break a huddle and you hope that the defense brings it less.
I mean, yeah, you call certain plays sometimes to try to entice them to bring something, and it's just, I guess, game planning 101 and I think Joe's been doing a good job with that this year. And, you know, still early in the week, it's Wednesday. I haven't gotten to third downs, haven't gotten to red zone or anything like that yet. And it'll be later today in the next couple of days. So, again, just trust in what we're seeing, trust in our base rules. You know, when you play a team that does so many different things and they do it well, you have to kind of rely on what you did in training camp, and trusting your base rules. And, you know, you have to remember a lot of things when you're on the football field, you know, from O-line to receivers to tight ends to running backs to me, and making sure we're on point with our calls. And, again, just making sure we're all on the same page.
You know, we're bumping in other players in the offseason. You bump it up Mahomes this offseason?
This offseason I didn't. No. Actually, we saw each other quick spot golfing. He usually plays in that American Century golf tournament in Tahoe every year. He didn't do it this year, but got to see Trav. So yeah, we've spent a few days around each other in the last few off seasons. I got so much respect for both those guys, but Pat, especially the way he handles himself off the field, and we all know the type of player he is when he's on the field. So he's one of the great ones.
What do you say when, if you look at your numbers in head-to-head meetings between you and Maverick, they're virtually the same. What is that? And they're very good. What does that say about you, being the two? Maybe.
Well, I know we haven't beat them in the playoffs, so that's the only thing that kind of matters.
Josh, you said take it as every other game's the same, all the same. 7 years in the league, that would seem to be easier to think that way and do that way. Did you have to learn that in this league, and did people help you to say, hey, this game is like every other game, no matter who you were meeting or who you were playing?
I mean, you know, it's just when you come out from college, every game mattered in college. I didn't go to a big school, so that didn't really matter to me. So I guess I was ahead of the curve. But typically when guys come out of college and they get here and every game is the biggest game, and which is the way that we approach it. Every game is the biggest game because it's the next one. But again, times to press, times not to press. Knowing when to do that, obviously, was a learned trait, and being able to see that from, you know, guys in front of me, whether it was Derek Anderson or learning from vets, Kyle Williams, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, things of that nature, you know, guys of that nature who've been in this league for a long time and played at a high level. So, again, just talking and trusting what they're saying and what they're talking about. And then, again, just, you know, relying on the leadership with Coach McDermott and our offensive coordinators.
Now you're one of those guys. How much does that have to be with the young? Because you got some young guys that have not been through a game while they're all the same that's getting this much attention, playing the Super Bowl champs. Do you have to, and the other vets have to relay that to those players, or do you think they know it already?
I mean, I think they get the sense of how our locker room operates and the guys that we have in there. You know, again, I think got a lot of young guys that are very smart, and they see what's going on in front of them. So don't have to worry too much about it, but it's not the worst thing to give them a friendly reminder.
Mike, have you talked to him this season at all, and checking in with him, and his thoughts on your guys' game team?
I've talked to him a little bit, checked in with him a little bit. Love that guy, and I don't know what you want me to say there, but
just kind of like, you know, he was such a
big part of things for so long, and he said the only team he would come back to play for is the Bills. Just like, just checking in, and like, you know, that kind of out there, if he might come back eventually.
Yeah, I mean, that would be great, but you know, depending on, I don't know what you mean. I don't have any thoughts or ways about it. I think our guys are, especially on the defensive side of the ball, are playing really fantastic football right now. You know, but if there was an opportunity that arose to have him back, you know, I think everybody in this locker room would welcome him with open arms.
What do you like about what Matt
Collins has done? He had another good game against Indianapolis.
Yeah, I've said this for a while. He's kind of the unsung hero of this offense. The mentality that he has, goes in there and blocks for receivers. He blocks for running backs. He's going there and blocking linebackers, safeties, corners, doing whatever he's asked to do. And then when the ball's been going his way, he's been catching it. And, yeah, you know, we're just we're happy to have him. You know, very fortunate to play with a guy like that. He's got so much juice and so much energy, and it's infectious for our entire team.
What makes Kansas City's run defense so good?
Well, again, I think they're smart football players. I think Spags dials up really good pressures in run situations. But I guess, you know, it comes down to the Jimmys and Joes, the guys that they got in that front, and their linebacker core. They They play extremely hard. They play to the whistle. It's a very, very well-coached group.
In the defense, Taren being named AFC Defensive Player for the first time in his career, just what does he mean to the defense?
Oh, he's been fantastic. You know, and we've known this for a long time. We've got the best star in the league, and, you know, he proves it each and every day at practice, the way he communicates with the defense. But again, like he's just a guy that's always been consistent. We've been here together for our entire career. So, again, very fortunate to play with a guy like him. And he's a great guy. He really is. I think off the field that guys can feel that, the love that he has for his teammates. He's always a joy to be around.
When it comes to adaptability and your adaptability to what is presented and what your offense's strengths and weaknesses are, how would you assess that this season so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think still would like to complete the ball at a higher percentage. Turned it over the last couple games a few too many times. But again, sitting here at 8-2, trying not to get complacent with just that record, and we're trying to focus more on the process and the results. And, you know, there's things that we're doing each and every week trying to improve, whether it's how I'm throwing the ball mechanically, where I'm putting the ball for our receivers, you know, watching as much film as possible so that I can have really good communication and conversations with Joe and RC, and just try to make sure that our offense is running at a high level.
Mahomes becoming an annual thing, and obviously, like you said, one game at a time. I know that's your approach. Is there any moment as someone who appreciates the game and the significance of these matchups that you, like, maybe once you're there in the game, like the magnitude of games like this and of you and Mahomes obviously on opposite ends going against
each other? Yeah, I mean, I think, again, to be mentioned with him, obviously he's a three-time Super Bowl winner, multiple-time MVP. Plays the game at such a high level, does some of the things that you don't see anybody else do. So to be mentioned with him is very cool from the football aspect of it. But, you know, I don't really get caught up in that too much. I just try to focus what I can do for the Buffalo Bills.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.